You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As with all our shows, we start off with how the markets have been moving throughout the day. I'm joined on the line by Sasfin Wealth's David Shapiro to take a look at the market movements. Good evening, Uncle David. Lovely to speak to you again. Did you catch the testimony by Fed Chair Jerome Powell?
It's still going on.
Oh,
two days in and we're still going. I watch the pictures and read the headlines. But the market's been very responsive, very positive, and I think no matter how you look at it, the views are that we will have a rate cut in September, and 70% chance. And where we get that view is that, you know, even you would have picked up yesterday where he said that the interest rates, you know, higher interest rates are more of an issue than inflation. I'm putting it into my own words, but in other words, also they are, you know, one of the mandates is growth. It's not only price stability. So they have to watch growth. And I think this is starting to concern the Fed Reserve. And that's why you're getting a slightly, you know, more bearish, more dovish tone to Powell's testimony. So the market's saying one in September and probably another one November, December, or thereabouts and that. So, and I think this has just given the markets a very good underpin. And Jimmy, we're going to follow. You know, we'll follow the States, maybe September as well. So I think all of this is being baked into the market. So, yeah. Nice end.
I'm here for this optimism. I'm here for this. This is definitely what we want. It's been a tough time for consumers, for everybody. When we look at our own interest rate picture, obviously we said that it's unlikely we'll cut before the US. And I'm gonna push you again for this. If we see something happen from a Rand perspective and perhaps the Rand continue to hold its ground, is it likely that if the US doesn't cut in September that we will nonetheless?
We should. You know, first of all, we started to raise or hike rates long before the US. So I think their bank is independent, makes up its own mind. It's mindful of what's happening in the US and Europe and so on. But I think if it's right, then we'll do it. Look, inflation is still in that, you know, it's still the 4.5%, 5% range, which is a bit sticky, you know, which is it's not where we really want it to be. And I mean, if you compound that year after year, you know, you're starting to see why the Rand has come under such pressure. So, but we will do it. We need growth here. We can't survive with rates at these kind of levels. It's very, very difficult, not only for consumers, but for businesses as well. So sooner or later, the Reserve Bank will crack.
Well, when that does happen, do we forecast that? I mean, we've been seeing of late that markets like resources or resource counters have been having a really good response to that platinum price stabilizing around that $1,000 range. When the rate cuts do start to happen and markets, I say markets, but I really mean global markets, start to return to normal, is this going to be a feature of consistency that we might look forward to in the domestic equity markets?
Yes. You know, we saw it even today. You'll get into a pattern. You know, it's been a little erratic up to now, but you will get into a pattern if the dollar starts to give up ground. And it also depends on whether whether Europe cuts rate and the UK and you know, other major economies. But I mean, for the meantime, if the US does lead the way and we start to see rate cuts, as we saw today with the US, you know, with the US 10-year bond and 2 and 5-year bonds coming up under a bit of pressure, meaning that yields are falling, then the dollar takes a bit of strain, and when the dollars take strain, commodity prices go up. So yesterday, commodity prices are down, but today quite a bit, you know, a lot of gains right across the board, from silver to gold to platinum to palladium, copper, all of those were better. And that's where our market, not a great market today, it wasn't brilliant, but at least we did get some kind of support for the commodity markets. And if growth comes back, and China decides to stimulate or just give their economy a little bit of a kick, which they're trying to do, particularly on the property side, then we will find we will find it following through here, and commodities will find that bottom and start to turn upwards.
Uncle David, if we look at the markets, all of these international factors that are out there don't really give us much control over what's happening domestically. And as a result, it's very difficult to sort of think about where you want to be when the moves start happening. And we've spoken about the fact that the markets won't necessarily wait for people to be positioned in the markets. What are you most looking forward to about the markets starting to settle and us starting to actually turn around? I mean, you've been very optimistic around the South African picture. What are you most looking forward to? Is there a particular sector you're liking?
Well, I'm more optimistic on U.S. economy and the U.S. markets, but it will follow through here. And I think where, Jimmy, you know, if you do the calculations, on the JSE, round about only 10% to, I'm estimating 10 to 15% of the earnings of the JSE are earned in South Africa. Okay, you with me? In other words, you know, if you look at companies and you break down, I'm talking in market cap and size and everything, is the JSE, you know, South Africa Inc. is very small in earnings power in South Africa. But and for that reason, I think when global economies start to pick up, that's going to come through here. And, you know, that will come through in quite a big way. Yes, of course, led by resources. I think that's going to be perhaps one of the main drivers. But other companies, look at Richemont. Huh? You know, Richemont is making huge strides. I know that we discussed, and you mentioned the other day, you know, that Bernard Arnault from LVMH had bought a small personal stake in Richemont. But that side, you know, that's been a big driver. Tencent, if that could only settle down, you know, through to now. So British American and ABM, but all of those will benefit, and I think that could be where we get the driving force, you know, of the recovery here. So we've got a lot of international stocks, we've got the banks, everything. So I'm not wildly bullish on South Africa, you know, meaning the SA economy. We've got a lot of work to do there, but the global economies will lead the way, and that's going to be good for us.
When we look at some of the local counters, are there counters that might struggle coming out of this? I mean, we expect a relaxation of rates. Obviously, the banks from their side have their own struggles when rates do come down. But for the most part, they are the stable businesses that we look at. Are there markets where we might see things struggle along, even though we will have better conditions globally?
No, the companies that will struggle are those that are badly managed. Not, you know, so you always, and I mean that, you know, those are the ones that battle if management's not in place. But other than that, I think you will start to see confidence building up here. You'll see a lot of the industrial businesses benefiting from that, whether it's a Hudeco and Invicta. Even little Argent companies like that. But, you know, even Argent earns 50% of its business outside of South Africa. You know, that's what I'm referring to. But I think all those businesses will start to gain. Your Bidvest, your Bidcores, and all of those will benefit quite dramatically. So I think you will see a fairly decent market. You know, I watch the small end of the market because of the competition, and it's quite fascinating, you know, really fascinating to see not only the volatility, but some of the gains in companies that I've never even heard of before, you know, and I'm talking big gains, you know, that contestants had picked up. I've never heard of Corp Potash or Montengo and, you know, Quantum Foods and things like that. And these companies have registered huge gains. Now, you might say, oh, it's only a small cap. It doesn't matter, Jimmy. If you bought it, you know, it doesn't matter. You've scored gold. You know, your price has doubled or even done more than that. So I think there are a lot of very, very attractive little businesses here that we tend to overlook because they're not in the index.
There are always attractive businesses out there, and it's just about finding them. I love it. Thank you so much, Uncle David, as always, for the time and for the insights. David Shapiro of Sasfin Wealth joining me to reflect on what's been happening in the markets, where the optimism is, and the fact that if you're not going to make money in this next upcycle, it's your own fault.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.